Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Amy, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Wednesday, August 27th. We have a staff birthday. Happy birthday to Renee Doremus. Renee serves as our CLC associate, so you may see her working in the Christian Life Center, and she also helps in the kitchen, and so you also may see her on Wednesday nights helping with dinner. She helps Carrie on Thursday with Mellowbrook Singers, and she is just a blessing to us in so many ways. Renee, we are so thankful for you, and so we pray God's blessings on you today on this birthday and are grateful for the gift of your life. Today, I'll be reading in the English Standard Version, and we'll begin with Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. Again, the Lord said to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria." So this passage in Isaiah is actually one of the more famous passages. It is this prophecy of the sign of Emmanuel. You may recognize part of this from Matthew's gospel. And if you're like me, you probably hear Dr. Nelson in your head at Living Nativity saying, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son." I can hear his booming voice now. But when we look at the greater context of this passage, we're still in this vision or the scene with King Ahaz, the king of Judah, and the Lord tells him, "You can give me a sign. I'll give you a sign that you can put your trust in me." And it seems like in verse 12 that Ahaz is trying to be really righteous and like, "Oh God, I don't want to put you to the test." But the truth in the matter is that Ahaz has actually already put his faith in something, but it's not been in God. It's been in Assyria. So in 2 Kings 16, we know that Ahaz made this alliance with Assyria to attack Syria. He gave them gold. And so God basically says, "Ahaz, you are wearying me because you are continuing to put your faith in that which will not last." He says, eventually the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. And in contrast with that, there's this beautiful prophecy that God gives of a Savior, a Messiah who's going to come, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And ultimately, this is pointing us forward to the New Testament, right? The Gospel of Matthew will tell us that this is Jesus, the God who is coming to be with us, the one in whom we can put all of our hope and all of our trust. Our next reading is from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 16. We are following up the miracle that happened yesterday at the beautiful gate when the lame man was healed. In verse 11, we begin here. "While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, 'Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given this man perfect health in the presence of you all." Just think about the connections here we see in this passage with Isaiah. So Peter is giving explanation to the people who are gathered around, who are amazed at the miracle they have seen, that this man who was born lame now is walking, that he has been healed. And Peter says, why are you surprised? Why are you surprised? The God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has glorified his son, Jesus Christ. And it is through the power of Jesus this man walked. But you didn't put your trust in God nor in Jesus, just as Ahaz didn't put his trust in the Lord when asked the Lord for a sign, but put his trust in Assyria. Instead, Peter says, you denied the holy and the righteous one, and you asked for a murderer, Barabbas, to be granted to you. And so we just see this contrast here of where will we put our faith? And it's the question that we are asked day in and day out as believers, right? Where are we going to put our faith? Where are we going to trust today? Will we trust in that which will not last, or will we fix our eyes on eternal things? Our reading from Psalm today is from Psalm chapter 46, verses 10 through 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Goodness, this is one of my favorite psalms. Several years ago, I was in a growth group and we memorized this psalm together. We used a song from The Corner Room, which is a local artist, local band, and he puts music from scripture to song. And it's one of the ways that I have learned scripture is through that resource. And so Mary is going to play that psalm at the end of today's podcast, and I hope that it is a blessing to you. But I love the imagery in it, that God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. And so we do not have to fear no matter what circumstances we might be facing. We can trust that He is with us. As Isaiah tells us, He is Emmanuel, God with us. And we can trust that He is in control and that He loves us and that He is able to save. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful that you are our refuge. You are our strength. Lord, in these moments, would you help us to be still today and to know that you are God? Please forgive us, Lord, for the times we are tempted to turn our eyes to that which will not last, to put our faith in that which is temporary. We pray that you would shift our focus heavenward and that we would remember that you are the Lord of hosts, you are the God of Jacob, and that you are also the God who is with us, who goes before us and who walks with us, Emmanuel. We thank you for Jesus, who is the living picture of this. And we pray all this in his name. Amen.
And strength.